The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web, oncallradio.com. Big topic, Ebola. They're saying it's still not under control. So the outbreak that's been in West Africa, in the news, and of course it's been going on and on and on. They still keep talking about it. And they're saying right now it costs at least $600 million to contain it. And they're saying it could pose a global threat. Now, they said it's not just an African disease. It's a virus that's a threat to all humanity. Gail Smith, who's a special assistant to President Barack Obama and senior director to the U.S. National Security Council, told reporters during a news briefing that the highly virulent disease, which has claimed more than 1,900 lives so far, is spreading faster than health workers in Liberia, Nigeria, and Sierra Leone can manage. Dr. Tom Kenyon, who's the director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, said during the briefing, said the World Health Organization has predicted as many 20,000 people in West Africa could become infected within the next 3 months. Now, Kenyon, who recently visited West Africa, said the tools to stop the outbreak do exist. They just have to be put into place. So a lot more treatment centers are being opened, and talks are underway with the African Union to send additional health workers into the area. So I think we're all confident that if we put these treatment units up, the health workers will come, and of course, they'll have to be adequately trained and supervised and equipped with protective equipment. But the big challenge right now is that the affected countries don't have the resources that they need. Hospitals don't have enough beds. There aren't enough ambulances. And the World Health Organization Assistant Director General for Health Security said all this recently to the USA Today. Fikuda said basic needs aren't being met in the hardest hit countries. The newspaper reported bodies are not being taken away quickly enough. People are hungry in the communities and they don't know how they're going to get food. Really sad. So the World Health Organization is preparing emergency meetings in Geneva, Switzerland, Thursday and Friday to discuss the crisis and the need of responses. So the director of the CDC, Tom Frieden, said that the Ebola is primarily being spread in West Africa in two ways. First is among people caring for people with the disease, whether at home or in healthcare settings. Second is unsafe burial practices. So they're obviously not handling the bodies and whatnot in the proper manner. But recently, $20 million is needed, they say, to combat the outbreak. World Health Organization has asked for the nations to commit $450 million for the fight. President Barack Obama lent his weight on the Oval Office to focus the attention on the outbreak. He urged people in West Africa to know the facts on how to protect themselves from the disease. In a video address recently, Obama said to the residents of Guinea, Liberia, Nigeria, and Sierra Leone, stopping this disease won't be easy, but we know how to do it. That's what he said. So, for starters, he noted the Ebola virus can't be spread through the air or through casual contacts like sitting next to someone on a bus. But the way the infectious disease is like a flu can be spread. You cannot get it from another person until they show you symptoms of the disease like a fever. So Obama urged people caring for patients to wear gloves and masks and to avoid touching the body of someone who's died of the disease. You can respect your traditions and honor your loved ones without risking the lives of the living, he said. So he explained that the virus is most often spread by coming into contact with body fluid like sweat, saliva, and blood of someone who's ill or died of the disease, because the virus actually still lives even after someone has passed for a period of time. Obama asked anyone who feels sick to get immediate medical help, saying that nearly half the people could recover with swift treatment at a medical center. And also recently, the National Institutes of Health said the first human tests of an experimental Ebola vaccine are set to start this week. So the vaccine, which, of course, the organizations are developing within the drug company GlaxoSmithKline, has performed extremely well in primates, but hasn't been tested in people. So again, it'll be interesting to see what happens with all of this, especially with the different the vaccines and all the different methods that they have. Interesting to say the least, but you know, hopefully that they will find just some solace in the middle of it all, because I really. My heart goes out to so many of those people because, I mean, again, it's spreading. We don't know all the details. I mean, the media covers it, and I'm sure they're doing a great job. But really, at the end of the day, we get to a place where people aren't getting the help that they need, and we have to do everything we can to be able to support them. And hopefully, we can do even more in the coming months. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. And give us a call or go to the website, oncallradio.com. Let's go to Keith now. Hi, Keith.
Diabetes. I was diagnosed with diabetes, and I just wanted some information, insight on it.
Well, diabetes, of course, one of the tough health challenges, but really one of the ones that you can come out of. So with type 2 diabetes, one of the main issues is understanding what you can do and what you can't do. And I think one of the biggest challenges that people face, they think that once they get it, they're stuck with it. But there's so many lifestyle changes that you can make. For example, we know that exercise, just 15 to 20 minutes a day, helps to regulate blood sugar. Well, if you've got diabetes, you're not exercising, you're not maximizing one of the tools that you have available to you to help regulate blood sugar. The other is diet. Transforming your diet, one of the best ways you can combat this health challenge. And it's pretty simple. I mean, one of the big focuses is making sure that all your meals has a protein, a fat, and a carbohydrate. Now, if you can't get all that in, then you do a protein and a carbohydrate, or a fat and a carbohydrate. For example, handful of almonds. Almonds are fats. And then an orange, which would be a carbohydrate. Or maybe you have a chicken breast and a sweet potato, right? So the chicken would be the protein. The sweet potato would be the carbohydrate. Now, putting those two together is what creates the best way of supporting the body in the most natural method. So, again, when you're dealing with blood sugar-related issues, it comes down to the choices. That's how you get it, by the way. For the most part, the pancreas don't just break down for no reason. It's eating the wrong kind of foods, stressing the body to that point over a long period of time, and that's where everything begins to break down. So you begin to build that back up. You can see quite the change. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can give us a call or go to the website, oncallradio.com. Now, if you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care that we talk about, you can find all that information at the website. Our team members are always standing by to help you. Now, growing all around the country are these providers that are helping you create a good lifestyle plan, a better nutrition plan for whatever your struggles are. Because at the end of the day, if you're in a place where you're wanting to really maybe lose weight, feel better, have more energy, and live the life the way you've always wanted to, the lifestyle providers can help. Check out the website. We'll be right back with more On Call Radio.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1682.
Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web, oncallradio.com. Poor quality of sleep is linked to a shrinking brain, believe it or not. Now, sleep we know is a big deal. Getting the right kind of sleep, making sure that your body really gets into that deep delta stage of sleep is so critical. And that's why many times if you're struggling with multiple health issues, if sleep is one of them, the doctor's going to look at that and he's going to do everything he can or she can to get your body sleeping first, because they know that so much happens in our sleep that helps to regenerate and repair the body, that if you're not getting good sleep, it becomes one of the biggest challenges and hurdles of getting well that you can possibly face. So sleep is a big deal. But now they're saying that not getting enough good night's sleep is linked to a shrinking of the brain and the gray matter over time. Faster deterioration of three parts of the brain was seen in mostly older adults who had already had kind of a poor sleep quality, and not necessarily too little sleep, but sleep difficulties included having trouble falling asleep, waking up during the night, or waking up too early. It isn't clear whether poor sleep causes change in the brain or whether shrinking brain causes poor sleep, so the chicken or the egg, but they said we spend roughly a third of our lives asleep, and sleep has been proposed to be the brain's housekeeper. It serves to restore and repair the brain in many ways. Lead researcher Claire Sexton, who's a postdoctoral researcher at the University of Oxford in England, said it follows that if sleep is disrupted, then it processes and helps to restore and repair the brain. They're interrupted as well and can be less effective, but it's likely, she said, that the deterioration of the brain also contributes to difficulty sleeping. So it may be greater rates of decline in the brain volumes that makes it more difficult for a person to get a good night's sleep. And while visiting a research fellow at the University of Oslo in Norway, Sexton and her fellow researchers gave brain scans to about 147 Norwegian adults. Average age is about 54, and the study start and average about 3.5 years later. So after making the adjustments and the differences in the participants in the physical activity, weight, and blood pressure, which were shown to affect sleep quality, the researchers compared changes in the participants' brain scans and reported the findings recently in the Journal of Neurology, which is really, really interesting. Now, the sleep disturbance is such a common symptom among the general population, it really is, that becomes worse as you age if you don't do something about it or if you can't get to the root cause of it. So there's growing data to suggest that sleep disturbances may be a risk factor for poor outcomes in the terms of brain cells and other medical issues as well. There's a strong correlation not only with the poor quality of sleep, not shorter sleep. So the reduced brain size in poor sleepers were seen across all ages, regardless. So the changes can happen fairly quickly. Sexton made several suggestions, saying that a lot of tips include removing gadgets like the smartphones and tablets from the bedroom to get that blue light out of there, TVs out of there, not checking emails before bed, being physically active during the day, but wind it down at night, also cut off caffeine after about 2 o'clock, and spend time out each day, regardless of what your job is, in the sunlight, because it makes a big difference. Helps with what we call the circadian rhythm, and can help get those balanced out, and helps tremendously when you're trying to get into really good sleep habits and patterns. Now, if you deal with blood pressure, you might want to look down, because if you have a spare tire, when it comes to excess pounds and blood pressure, all fat is not created equal. So research found that belly fat, which is of course the spare tire we talk about, boosts a person's odds for high blood pressure more than overall body fat. It's well known that obesity raises the risk of blood pressure, but it always wasn't clear how the location of fat in the body affects the overall risk. Well, according to the researchers at the University of Texas
Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas. They said that in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology, researchers tracked more than 900 people on average for about 7 years. Study participants were checked for fat located deep in the abdomen between the organs called visceral fat and the fat located all over the body called in the lower body. But generally speaking, the visceral fat stores correlate with the apple shape as opposed to the pear shape. So having centrally located fat when you look in the mirror tends to correlate with higher levels of fat inside the abdomen. Now, a study senior author, Dr. Aslan Turr, he's a cardiologist, said that one in every four of the study participants developed high blood pressure at the end of the follow-up period after factoring in where the fat was located in the body. And the researchers found that only the abdominal fat was independently associated with high blood pressure. The link was present regardless of age, gender, or race, the researchers noted. The strongest connection between abdominal fat and high blood pressure was seen with the fat located around the kidneys, which could suggest, they say, the effects from the fat around the kidneys are influencing the development of hypertension. So the stress and the pressure of the fat around the organ system could be to blame. So one of the big tips about it, you have to be cautious. I mean, it's one of those challenges. People think, you know, having a gut or a belly, not that big of a deal. It's a big deal. And really, not only is it bad for your health, but when you're talking about heart health, and you're doing everything you can to really support the body, and you know, if you, it comes down to diet. I mean, it really does. If we can manage our diet and modify our diet in certain ways, we can see great results with our overall health. Coming up, we're going to jump in. More questions about your health. I see your calls, so we're going to jump to you in a moment as well. Check out the website, oncallradio.com. You're listening to On Call Radio, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give me a call or go to the website. Now, also, if you're looking for a lifestyle provider, all that information is at the website as well. Team members around the country to take you to the next level with your health. We'll be right back. Have you been injured, had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885, or visit accidentcenterusa.com. That's accidentcenterusa.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to accidentcenterusa.com. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Part of the show. Call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to On Call Radio. We're here for you, on call for you every single day to empower your health and empower your life. Many foods have the big trans fat free claims. Well, now they're saying that a lot of these processed foods contain more trans fats than you might expect, according to a New York City Health Department study. That's because many of the products that claim to be trans fat free actually contain some of the unhealthy fats. The researchers examined 4,000 of the top selling packaged foods and found that 9% actually had trans fats. This was reported by NBC News. One of the foods found to have trans fat, 84% said, had 0 grams of the artery-clogging substance, according to a study in the journal Preventing Chronic Disease. The labeling is cause for concern because consumers, seeing the zero trans fat, right, believe it. And, of course, I think it's a big challenge. I mean, they give these variants, allow companies to have like 0.3%. I think there ought to be no percent because of the dangers of what trans fats can do. But Jennifer Clapp, she is of the New York City Health Department and Mental Hygiene, said colleagues to the New York or to the NBC News and said the labeling is cause for concern because consumers don't know and are unaware. Very true. I totally agree with that. 100%. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Eric now. Hi, Eric.
I was just wondering about concerning probiotics. can you get overbalanced and too much of the good probiotics, or does it need to be a certain balance of good and bad?
That's a great question, because I mean, with probiotics, again, we have good bacteria and bad bacteria. You want as much good as possible. There's going to be bad there all the time, just from our food, water supply. So you're going to have that there, but the good definitely needs to override the bad. The healthy bacteria, what it does for our immune system, how it helps our body process and utilize the nutrients, and what it can do to really support and develop the system is what we need to focus on. So that's what I would look at, really, is making sure you're getting enough of the good bacteria on a consistent basis. But I wouldn't worry about overloading it, that's for sure. The body has a unique ability to know what to do when things get, you know, almost like too much of anything, like vitamins. Once the, some of them, different herbal supplements, when you've got enough and the body's got what it needs, it just kind of urinates the rest out. So it's somewhat similar here. The digestive tract going through the colon and all that really kind of self-regulates. You just need to give the body what it needs so that it can function and do well. All right. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website oncallradio.com. Now, if you want to answer in private, a lot of people do. They just don't want to be on the air, and that's okay. We have a whole system set up at the website. If you go there or if you call the number, the 888 number, then our team members will help you get whatever help that you need, get you to one of our doctors, get you to one of our team members that can answer your questions and can do so privately as well. OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder. Ever heard of that? Well, people with OCD say may have higher odds for schizophrenia. Now, again, schizophrenia being quite the challenge, but the findings shouldn't cause undue worry, they say, with people with OCD. So in the general population, about 1% of people who are diagnosed with schizophrenia, that's a proportion that jumps to 2% among those who already have the diagnosis of OCD. Dr. Alan Manovitz, who's not involved in the study but just reviewed it, he said even with this double risk, it could be an alarmist to suggest that a person with OCD has a high chance of developing schizophrenia. A clinical psychiatrist, Dr. Manovitz, said at the Lenox Hill Hospital in New York City, he said all risk actually remains very small. OCD and schizophrenia are two distinct mental disorders, and prior research has suggested a link between the two conditions. Now, in a new study, Danish researchers led by Sandra Meir of the Aarhus University looked at data from about 3 million people that were born between 1955 and 2006. Of more than the 16,000 people who developed schizophrenia, about 3% of them had a prior diagnosis of OCD. Now, the data suggests that a prior diagnosis of OCD is associated with an increased risk of schizophrenia later in life. So, again, some genetic factors are at play, but the findings indicate some overlap between the OCD and schizophrenia, but do not suggest that the disorders could be combined into one diagnosis. Further research, they say, is needed. Of course, they always do. But they're saying that the correlation in the findings is significant and something to look into further. So it's interesting because those people that suffer with OCD and schizophrenia are in unique categories. And he said that he agrees with the study authors that much is needed to do, but you've got to look at the overlapping biological or genetic markers to see if any of those are in play. Another expert had a different take, said that at least some of the association may have been a result of the misdiagnosis in patients before. Notably, the study only looks at patients who have come in contact with a psychiatric hospital. That's one of the big issues. And the majority of mild to moderate OCD in patients treated have been the ones that have been helped the most. So, again, treatment is always important, but knowing what to do is also important as well. And having the right help, you know, the help along the way. Our food of the hour, which is really important, one of my favorites are almonds. Now, almonds are a superfood, really, really powerful. And, of course, you want to do unsalted and not roasted in oil. You always want to go for the raw almonds. Now, sea salt is okay, no big deal there. But number one, they really help to lower the LDL cholesterol and reduce your risk of heart disease. So high-fat food that's good for your health is really what almonds are. I mean, they're high in monounsaturated fats, the same type of health-promoting fat that's found in olive oil, which has been shown, in, of course, with a reduced risk of heart disease. Five large human studies have been done. One notably at the Iowa Health Study at the Adventist Hospital. And the researchers who studied data in the Nurses' Health Study estimated that substituting nuts for an equivalent amount of carbohydrate in an average diet resulted in a 30% reduction in heart disease risk. Researchers calculated the even more impressive risk reduction, about 45%, when fats from nuts were substituted for saturated fats, which is, you know, the primary fats found in a lot of the dairy products and meat. So the study was published in the British Journal of Nutrition, indicates that about lowering cholesterol, that almonds play a big role, the LDL cholesterol, and because of the plant sterols also found in nuts and the soluble fiber, it helps tremendously. So in addition to the cholesterol-lowering effects, almonds' ability to reduce heart disease risk may only be partly due to the components of vitamin E. It's loaded with vitamin E found in almonds, as well as the almonds' monounsaturated fats, which reduced LDL cholesterol by about 12%, which is really incredible if you think about it. I mean, of course, with statin drugs and the different options that are out there, taking a handful of nuts every single day, like almonds or even cashews or walnuts, can make a significant effect. I mean, the impact for cancer, when you read on all nuts across the board, really, for the most part, have a huge impact, walnuts specifically. But there's also magnesium and potassium within these. And so with heart attacks, of course, having that imbalance is really important. But creating the balance is extremely important. Potassium being an important electrolyte involved in nerve transmission and the contraction of all heart muscles played a big role. And, of course, the almonds promote cardiovascular health by providing about 160 milligrams of potassium and only 0.2 milligrams of sodium, which is the complete opposite of what most of our foods have. The almonds provide what they call double-barreled protection against diabetes and cardiovascular disease, lessening after meals the blood course surges, and helps to protect against diabetes and cardiovascular disease, most likely lessening to the increase in cholesterol-damaging free radicals and accompanies a large elevation in blood sugar. This one reason is why low glycemic index diets tend to lower the risk of diabetes and heart disease, right there. So the almonds appear to decrease after-meal rises in blood sugar. This is why I'm always a big fan of, if you're going to eat a piece of fruit or if you're going to have any kind of carbohydrate, eat some almonds or some form of nuts with it, because it helps to regulate and stabilize the blood sugar levels. And this was all documented in the Journal of Nutrition and how it helps to do that. Researchers fed about 15 healthy subjects five meals, and of course they did different ratios between carbohydrates, fats, and proteins. But those in the test meals did better that had the almonds in it, bottom line. So further research shows that eating almonds along with a high glycemic index food significantly lowers the glycemic index of that meal. So see, it cuts down on how much the blood sugar is going to rise. And they said even in an overnight fast, nine healthy volunteers were fed test meals. Those were given the almonds had a better glucose reading the next morning because it helped to stabilize the blood sugar levels throughout the night. So people that get concerned about your blood sugar fluctuating at night, you're eating the wrong kinds of foods. Do protein and a handful of almonds or nuts before bedtime, and it can help stabilize blood sugar levels and also helps to retain lean muscle tissue as well. Coming up, jump in to grab more of your questions, and don't forget to check out the website, oncallradio.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Connect with the show online, oncallradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Now, we're talking about the value of eating the right kind of fats and how it can impact your overall health. And really, coming out of the high carbohydrate 80s, which was a complete, I think, complete nightmare. I mean, I think it threw our entire nation into a huge level of diabetes. But we're recovering from that now. And when people are understanding that you got to have fat in your diet, 30% of your overall diet needs to be in healthy fats, period. No questions asked. 25%, okay. There are some health experts that say even up to 40% of your diet can be in healthy fats, and you can do very, very well. So getting the right kind of nutrition is a big piece of this, and putting the right kind of foods in. So going nuts for your heart is really the way to go. And what I mean by that is doing about 1 to 2 ounces of almonds or any of the nuts that are raw and unsalted can make a big difference. I mean, the studies are just there, and it's incredible how well people do simply by adding nuts to their daily diet. I mean, 2 to 3 ounces significantly help. I mean, it's incredible. When you look at what it can do for the British Journal of Nutrition said what it can do for coronary artery disease. I mean, just one serving a day lowered the risk, total risk, by 37%. That's a lot, by the way. So just by eating a handful of nuts every day, lowers it by 37%. So with heart disease being one of the leading health challenges in our country today, understanding that our diet and our lifestyle can be one of the best preventative risk factors for it is incredible. So understanding that you can do that makes a big, big difference. And, of course, improving the blood fats when you got HDLs and LDLs. The LDL is the bad cholesterol. The HDL is the good cholesterol. Helps to balance that out as well. So, I mean, you start looking at this, that people get concerned about their waistline. They get concerned about dropping the belly fat. They don't want to eat fats because they think, well, that's going to make me fat. It's not the case. I mean, they've done studies where they've literally taken overweight and obese people and they consumed about 39% of their calories in the form of fat. 25% of that was monounsaturated. And they did this study where they looked at that, where 18% of the calories were from fat, 5% monounsaturated, 53% from carbohydrate. Both diets supplied the same number of calories, okay? After 6 months, those on the almond-enriched diet had greater reductions in weight, okay, about 11%. Their waistlines dropped 9%. And overall body fat, 20%. Total body, I mean, it's incredible. Systolic blood pressure dropped. And they experienced a 62% greater reduction in their weight and BMI. 50% greater reduction in their waist circumference. And 56% greater reduction in body fat compared to those on the low-calorie, high-carbohydrate diet. So among those subjects who had type 1 diabetes, the diabetes medication reductions were sustained for another further 96%. But, I mean, eating nuts lowers the risk of weight gain. It's proven. And that's what's so incredible about it. So they're known to gain a lot of cardioprotective benefits, but they did this big study in the Journal of Obesity. And when you look at it, you know, again, just adding in nuts every single day, about 3 ounces, made these great strides for the waistlines and just an incredible difference. So if you want to lose weight, have a smaller waistline, eat a handful of nuts every single day. It makes an incredible difference. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. With questions about your health, give us a call. OnCallRadio.com. Let's go to Julie. Hi, Julie.
I have been diagnosed with narcolepsy, a sleep disorder. And I just wondered if there's anything that I could do to help with that.
Yeah, with narcolepsy, there's a couple things you've got to look at. First, you've got to get some testing done by your physician to make sure that your different neurotransmitters, so the dopamine, serotonin, acetylcholine, those sorts of things, make sure all the brain chemicals are in balance, that there's no nutritional deficiencies that might be lingering that could be a cause of that. So that's first and foremost. Then also, I would look at a couple things. I would look at, what your patterns are. How's your circadian rhythm? How are your adrenal glands, which are the body's stress glands? Now, a lot of this information is at the website. Go to oncallradio.com. And then, of course, our team members can always be helpful to you in this area because sleep patterns are a big deal. In narcolepsy, typically there's a chemical imbalance within the brain. And once you start regulating those brain chemicals and the neurotransmitters, get the diet right and the nutrition right, most sleep experts now are seeing the value of changing your eating habits and understanding the roles of nutritional deficiencies and what they can do to the brain, how they can affect the brain in a negative way, and how replacing them can make a big difference in overall brain function. So you look at that as a whole, and you begin to see how the whole thing comes together. But it's incredible. Narcolepsy, brain chemistry, and nutrition are some of the biggest correlations within that as a whole. Hope that helps. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show. Together, transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show. Helps you get well, stay well, and live well. So if you're dealing with something and you don't know where to turn, that's what this show is about. If you haven't told someone else about this show, tell them to tune in. Also, our television show every single day can be there to empower you, equip you, and encourage you to live a better life. Why? Because you deserve it. Why? Because you matter. Why? Because we need you to be healthy.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885. Or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com.